TNA recap in just a little bit, but this week we watched AEW, which was 3 hours, throwback to the Nitro era, where it was Dynamite and then Rampage, which is so odd that, you know, a show changes mid-show, kind of like WCW used to do. Or, I mean, yeah. I guess WWE used to do that, right? Raw is War or whatever it was. War Zone and Raw is War or something like that, right? It was very odd. It's like, now it's the
War
Zone.
And they never did shit with War Zone.
And it's the exact same.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, but there'd just be some, like, pyro or something, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now Big Boss Man's going to take on Al Snow or whatever. But anyway, AEW Dynamite. This was Toronto, Ontario, Canada. What'd you think about the crowd? Good crowd.
Pretty decent crowd, yeah. And it points up what makes a major difference with TNA. There's like, you got to keep them on oxygen or something.
It's very hit or miss with TNA, right? Because that very first, when they first started back up a few months ago, I thought those crowds were crazy good. And now it's kind of trickled off.
Yep.
So I don't know.
It's like they forget they need to participate a little. They need to fear and do whatever. And it's not a huge crowd anyway. But still, at least they'll pop up with chance once in a while.
Yeah. So what are you liking about AEW at the moment? Because my favorite thing right now has got to be the Bucks and Okada. But I've always kind of preferred them.
Right.
And that's just what I look forward to. That's kind of something I always rewatch also. I don't usually rewatch anything, but unless it's like Ospreay or something.
I kind of like that they turned Swerve. I kind of like him. I like seeing him in action. He seems one of those guys that's really just going to bust the fuck loose eventually. You know, he's really good, but he's going to turn a corner somewhere and become huge.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think I would have probably already had him champ. I wouldn't have even waited this long, but maybe they didn't want Samoa Joe's like a month long champ, which I kind of get.
Yeah. And they're not doing what TNA does, which is, well, we'll get to that, but they, TNA is just like, it's a monkey effing a football all the time.
Okay, so we start with Mercedes Moné again. Is this going to be the new thing? She's going to start off every show? I hope not, but
I think just to kind of rub it in everybody's face that she's there. But I will say this about the whole thing. Her coming out there and being the way she is kind of how you need to be a heel of that sort.
A lot of people are saying that.
She's trying to come off as they're trying to paint her as a face sort of, but a lot of the shit she does is like very heelish, you know?
So what do you think about what this first kind of feud is? Because it's already kind of convoluted, because you thought she was immediately going to go Willow Nightingale, but now she's in like some very like convoluted mess with Sky Blue, Julia Hart, Nightingale, and Statlander. I think that's kind of dumb. It should have been a cut and dry kind of first feud for her.
Yeah, pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Since Julia Hart's the champion, that makes sense to go after her. Since she has history with Willow Nightingale, go after her, but don't. Let's not, you know, maybe mix it at the end of one feud, go to that one, but trying to do it all at once is just.
Well, this is like this is the kind of thing you do for filler when you're.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to have something to do when you're not champ or whatever.
When doing TNA does.
Well.
Just kind of, hey, we don't have anything for you to do, so why don't you just do a run-in today, you know?
Well, business picked up quite a bit on this, and AEW, they really kind of front load shows for the most part.
Yes.
Then we had Okada and Eddie Kingston right out the bat. And I don't know if like Kingston has something to prove, but he was really chopping the hell out of Okada.
And it's kind of a shame that they only let him have the title for like what, a week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but he still has two more titles. This was just for one of his titles. Which, come on, less titles, please.
Yeah, that's it gets kind of ridiculous.
So he still has the Ring of Honor title and the New Japan Strong title, but he doesn't. He just he lost to Okada tonight, which he should have. This was weird to do. Yeah. Another kind of weird booking right out the bat. You could have Okada squash people for a good couple months.
Oh, yeah.
But they, you know, and that's fine. You can't have Okada lose right out the bat or you cool him down immediately. Even though AEW does do that with a lot of people. Like, you know, they sign the bounty hunter guy. Have you seen him much of him? The Brian Keith guy, the little black bounty hunter guy?
Yeah.
Like,
with a hat.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go on like a 30-match losing streak before he gets going, which is kind of odd.
You know what? Yeah, and, you know, I'll watch him go on a 30-match losing streak any day. He's actually pretty good and pretty interesting to watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, but they do that Queen Aminata, who's actually pretty good. She went on a hell of a losing streak. It's just the way he goes about it. You know, I think, like, I don't know. It is what it is. But I wouldn't do that. I would always have everyone win a lot at first to establish that they're good. Yeah, but whatever.
Yep.
So Okada wins.
The other stars anything.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why we do this. Looks like Pac is going to be next for Okada. Awesome. But again, someone's got to lose here.
Yeah.
And you assume it's Pac losing.
You are, especially with him. I mean, Okada's new, so you can't have him lose. Pac is back after God knows how long. You know, unless you distract him with something.
Okay, Scott DeMore. Calm down, Scott DeMore. Let's have a fuck finish. Okay, Scott, calm down. And then the next match, let's have a fuck finish. Okay.
I mean, you can have winnow your way around here. The AEW doesn't do that very often.
No.
And TNA has to do it out of necessity. Otherwise, you got the same guys going up against each other all the time.
And they do.
Yeah, and they do anyway.
Swerve Strickland, open challenge for later, but that's about it. I mean, but... They got to strike with him next, right? He's got to beat Joe at this next pay-per-view or he's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. He should.
Because, I mean, what they did to Wardlow, they heated him up again just
Oh, my. Yes. Not yet. Sit down.
I don't get it, though.
When you pull the trigger on the guy.
Yeah, and can we... We'll talk about Hobbs later because that's starting to piss me off. When are you going to do it to him? But
yeah,
I don't know. Statlander, Stokely and Willow backstage. Again, more of the convoluted stuff. Just have to see where it goes. Monet comes back there. And I like Hathaway, though. Stokely Hathaway is a great character.
Yeah.
What's your feelings on Hook defeating Chris Jericho?
Visually, it doesn't look right, you know, but the story they put together was fine. They're trying to build Hook and they're letting Jericho take the sacrifice. I just wish it looked a little more credible.
What's your thoughts on Hook? To me, something's missing and I can't put my finger on it. There's just,
I haven't heard him say very much, so that might be it. It might be promo work. I haven't heard him say a whole lot.
He kind of sounds like a low-level cocky kid or something. Like,
yeah, and he's a skinny. You know, he's not. He doesn't look like Hydra, but he does. He isn't like super built up or anything.
No, and that's what. And just like little weird random tattoos that I guess him and his friends get when they get inebriated. You know what I mean? I assume, right? Because they're, I don't know. There's just something, I don't know. I don't think he's, I mean, they're trying to build him, but he's another guy that they've just stalled on for so long. You're just kind of like, yeah, look. Do you like the little Batman signal?
The Hook signal.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, that's different, you know.
Call for Hook.
But yeah, so people are sick of Jericho.
I think, if he was a little more in his weight class for a while even, and you saw him just pummel the shit out of these guys, then I could maybe buy it a little better. But he seems to have been thrown in with the big chunks all at once.
So are you sick of Jericho?
If he's going to do this kind of stuff, no. If he's going to try to be in the main event all the time and take titles on that shit, he can go the fuck home.
I also think he should be more of a special attraction than he is. I don't think we need him every week.
Yes. No, you don't. No, if he's a presence, that's cool. I just don't want him to... I just don't want to see him all the time. When he's there, it needs to be special. It needs to mean something. And like this was kind of... They're starting him down a road of Hook's an actual contender. Because he beat the old War Horse. And the old Wars is going to take him under his wing. I just hope it doesn't turn into one of those, I got you, you little fucker, you know, turn around and betray him right at the end. It's like, just build that story a little better. Yeah, not everything has to be a swerve.
Adam Cole promo. This was all right. I mean, he's looking all right. I mean, hopefully he's coming back for the summer, right? Because they can't do this forever.
No. He can be the mastermind for a while, but he's going to have to do something.
Jericho backstage saying Hook lived up to what he was expecting.
All right.
And next week he has a proposition for him. Whoa.
Okay. Easy.
Then we got Will Ospreay. And man, he's so over. You have to just strap the rocket to him now.
Yep. If Danielson wins, they're doing something wrong.
Well, I don't think he will. And, I mean, he hasn't even been winning. So I don't think that's a problem. No. But, like, with Ospreay, you can't stall on him like you do most people. He's huge. Get him off that callous group now. Have the callous group turn on him immediately and make this guy the biggest babyface ever. But I don't expect it.
I think they're really bad with that whole, well, this would be the best obvious move, the ones that make sense. So let's not do it. Let's trick them. It's like, you don't need to do that. Sometimes you need to give them what they want. Or you don't have to give it to how they expect, but you do have to give them what they want.
Well, I mean, you had Kenny Omega, and then you put him with Don Callis, and then you put him with like Nakazawa, and they were, you know what I mean? Like he could have been the biggest thing, and they kind of made that little bit more corny than it should have been.
Yep.
I don't know whose choice that is, obviously, but I mean, still.
Take the hit. Austin was on WWF TV all the time, and it worked because they had his momentum.
Yeah, I heard people, you remember weeks back when it was Sting's last Dynamite, and the Bucks did the whole show long storyline of them trying to find him, and then at the end it kind of paid off. I heard people kind of shit on that, and I didn't actually mind that, because you kind of need that kind of, you know, like you're interested. I mean, if it's interesting, I mean, you don't want to do like the system does when they're like, you know, getting out of eating a pizza, and then they're like, the system. And then they're, you know, in a sauna, and they go, system. You know, that's not great.
Yeah. They don't have any other storyline except we're the system. You know, that's it.
And they occasionally eat, you know, Dave and Buster's, and they occasionally put on tuxes.
We let the cameras come along when we're having dinner.
Yeah, it's dumb. Perrazzo and Thunder Rosa, they defeat Toni Storm and Mariah May. Why is Perrazzo still going for this title? They have plenty of girls at this point.
Oh yeah.
No rematches here. I mean, she didn't win.
To me, it seems like it's because she kind of sold it doing facials after the match. Like, she's kind of pissed that Thunder Rosa pinned her. So maybe that's where they're going to have it go.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. Well,
which is, like I said, divert her off, give her something else to do while Toni Storm's on top right now as far as who the fans like. Just milk that tea till you're about ready to get sick of her, and then change.
Would you People not would be ready? Not that I'm completely for this, but I guess Rampage is kind of on a little bit of a death spot. You know, Friday night, late Friday night.
Right.
Would you make that just a heavily female show? Or would you just kind of keep it how they keep it? Because, I mean, they got a lot of female talent that you're not seeing. Yeah. Would you make that heavy? You don't have to make it all female, but would you at least, you know, maybe at least two matches, if not three, you know? Or
I would make it more female-centric, but there's a lot of other guys backstage that are talented but aren't getting a lot of FaceTime. That would be a good play. That's like WCW used to do Saturday Night or Sunday Night Heat used to be. These guys you don't see as much, put them out there, let them do their shit.
Well, I mean,
do they still do dark on the internet?
No, they got rid of that because of Ring of Honor. Yeah. And then they put Ring of Honor behind the paywall. So
I see. Since they don't have that venue, do that with you know, Rampage.
I don't know.
The hardcore people will watch it and want to see new faces, and they'll say, hey, yeah, bring this guy up. You know, you can gauge how much popularity they have or how much people like him.
Swerve Strickland open challenge. I wasn't sure who this was going to be, but it ends up being The Butcher. We haven't seen that guy in a while.
Nope.
You're looking a little more shape.
He has a good look and is a good, decent enough wrestler that they can put on a good show.
And I mean, if you've heard his interviews, he's actually a pretty well-spoken dude, but you've never heard him cut pro. Maybe he doesn't cut like I'm a bad guy type promo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's actually soft-spoken kind of dude. He doesn't sound like he looks. If that makes sense. Joe comes out. You know, whatever. It's going to be Strickland and Joe. There's not
we'll back and forth.
You know, whatever.
Doing the setup.
But this makes no sense. So Callis comes out and he brings up Takeshita and Strickland having the same number of wins, which I don't know how many that is. They don't say. And now they're going to wrestle each other, and then Strickland's. So that's obvious. Strickland beats Takeshita, right? Because they won't deviate from that at this point. It's just going to be a good match. So then Takeshita will lose two straight, and that's so many guys to beat. What are we doing here? But okay. Finally, a lot of people are calling this an old, like a WWF type match. Adam Copeland, Edge, defeats Christian Cage in an I Quit match. Now, anyone that's saying that's a WWE, WWF match, you know, I mean, maybe pacing wise or, you know, going through the crowd wise, but definitely the end, I've never seen anything like that. And WWE wouldn't do that. You know, a spiked bat to the balls until he quits. No, I mean.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go for your head. Okay, I quit.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to catch that in the head.
But what's your thoughts on it? I thought it'd be more brutal than it was, to be honest. I thought, but
yeah,
it wasn't bad.
I kind of figured these two older guys, they're not going to tear each other apart or do any crazy, super crazy shit. You know, this was the kind of match I kind of expected. And I kind of figured Edge was going to get the win. But yeah, for the most part, like, yeah, it was just kind of there. I didn't get too hyped up about it.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think about him having the, I mean, you have to, after a while, you have to switch the belt. I mean, if you're just going to constantly keep wrestling each other, do you think he'll do good things with it? Cause he says here's kind of the bad part. In my opinion, he said he's going to defend it every week.
Yeah, tell somebody, you know, I would hope they don't. I mean, give him a little shine because he's there. You know, he dropped out of WWE and came here. So if you want to give him a little run, that's fine. But build it up to something good so that the next guy gets the rub and actually, does, you know, get some benefit out of it. but I wouldn't do it too long. Any of those old WWE guys, I wouldn't let them, you know, the ones that have established careers, don't let them carry shit too long.
I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, it doesn't, but no. They all seem to get a belt pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand why they might want to do that, but then again, but do it for a reason. Don't just, oh, we're going to let him be champ because we really like him. So what?
Do it for a reason.
Please, for a change.
I don't know when it switched over to Rampage, but I assume it's somewhere in this vicinity. Yeah. Bullet Club Gold. I actually kind of like this. They're in. They were on vacation, talking about saving Darby's life.
Yeah.
And he had a Sting's bat is now gold. That's kind of funny. And then I guess there was Juice Robinson in the background, which I didn't see initially from watching it. So that's kind of a little Easter egg people caught. He just kind of walked in the background. So pretty cool. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I don't mind him.
And the skeleton slide into the pool.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's pretty funny.
The Acclaimed. Have you ever liked this group?
From what I've seen of them, they just seem like, you know, stick in random tag team.
Yeah, I think the Bowens kid could be on his own if he could sustain, you know, a promo. I think he could be babyfacious, the ripped shorter one.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he could be by himself. I don't know if the rapper dude could. He'd probably get stale pretty quick, but
probably.
I don't know.
He's the Jannetty.
I think
he's
so.
The Jannetty.
Yeah. Next match pissed me off. Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta defeating Kyle Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs. Why? Cassidy and Beretta could take losses here. Beretta usually always takes losses, so what's the difference? Cassidy doesn't have the belt anymore. You can kind of cool him off for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Why beat Fletcher and Hobbs, man?
You know, this is what they think is going to please everybody. It's like, yeah, it would. It gets you a short-term pop because these guys are popular, which is the exact reason you don't need to have them win. People are still going to like them and still going to want to see them wrestle.
I don't understand.
Especially Fletcher, he's fairly new. And Hobbs has been around and kind of been like Wardlow. He's kind of floated around the mid-card and not done anything. Should have gave it to him so they could go on to bigger and brighter things.
I mean, if they're not going to re-sign him and his contract's up and he said, no, I'm leaving, then cool. Have him lose nonstop. But if he hasn't, the dude's gotten in great shape. You know, he's great look. His matches aren't bad. You know, typical big guy. So what the hell are we doing? And Fletcher's good. He's shown that he's good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so really the match shouldn't even have happened. They could have grabbed any kind of tag team, you know, the bear guys or the guys that act like they're Midnight Express or whatever the hell. You know what I mean?
True. But for all this grousing about it, it was a good match, fun match to watch.
Yeah, it was. I just hate that Hobbs is just... does the meandering. It's just, I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah.
It deserves better. I don't know. Shibata defeats Kevin Matthews in, I don't know, a minute.
Pretty squash, yeah.
Yeah, I guess setting up Shibata Ospreay. That should be fun.
Yeah.
Takeshita, Rocky Romero. Takeshita wins this, I guess, warming him up for... to his Swerve Strickland loss. This was actually pretty good. I mean, Rocky Romero is really underrated, actually, for...
Yes.
People don't...
It was, but there was times, again, just like with the Hook match, I saw him doing stuff like, there's no fucking way he could be doing that. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Like a backslide on... this is the first time I've seen a Japanese wrestler dwarf an American wrestler.
Right. You know?
That doesn't happen very often.
And then I will say I was pleasantly surprised at the main event. Sky Blue and Julia Hart defeat Nightingale and Statlander in a street fight. This was pretty good, and it's actually worth watching.
It was. I mean, just the story they told, all the crazy stuff they did. It was constant too. It wasn't, there was no rest holds. There was no, everybody's laying outside the match moaning for 5 minutes. They kept at it.
Again, it's such a weird feud, and it's gone on a while.
Yeah. And you wonder what other shit's going to pay off. Like, they're kind of teasing with Willow and Stokely and Statlander all, you know. Stokely's trying to get her to cheat. She doesn't want to cheat.
Yeah, I there might not be a payoff to it. You have no idea.
Yeah. Who knows? It's like, why lay that shit out if you're not going to do something with it?
Well, that was very watchable main event, would you say? Let's go to something a little more less watchable, and that's TNA Impact. No, I hate to say that, but hate to segue like that for the old TNA, but here we go. Mustafa Ali comes out, and again, he just doesn't fit this gimmick all that well to me.
No.
And it's already kind of an annoying thing having the guys come out.
Yes. I've already gone into length the first few times since he's got there. This gimmick sucks. I hate it.
And I don't think he's lighting the world on fire like people thought he would. And I don't think Ziggler is either, no. To be honest. I think...
No, it's because they're having them do this instead of actually showcasing their skills. And it seems they've toned them down, too, for some reason.
We start with the old six-way. You've been in very many six-ways in your time?
No.
Well, Leon Slater, Chris Bay, Alan Angels, Jason Hotch, Kevin Knight, and the master of the six-way, Jake Something. Because every six-way I've seen Jake Something in, he wins. And this was no different. He wins this one. I was impressed with, Kevin Knight, he's usually does some impressive stuff. The Leon Slater guy I wasn't familiar with wasn't bad. Hotch and Angels are just, who cares? I don't know.
Yeah.
Angels is just like, is he just comedy jobber status at this point? Like,
pretty much. His show's not doing him any favors as far as if he's gonna be taken as the wrestler, he needs to wrestle because he's not a good show host.
But so this was your typical, you know, like what, tornado match? I mean, this was, you know, all the X Division stuff. I don't mind this kind of stuff. I mean, it was kind of obvious who wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then really you could really say, well, this would either be Kevin Knight or Jake Something. And that's,
It's about it. Bay's in the tag team and they're doing good. So
yeah, then there's
Slater's too new, I think.
Yeah. And then there's the two jobbers. So anyway, probably my favorite act in TNA, but I wasn't quite in love with this was Dirty Dango. Complaining about dirt sheets, and I kind of dig him. I mean, this was kind of missed for me a little bit. This wasn't his best work, but I like it. I like the inside baseball stuff a lot.
Yes, but it's also teasing the breakup of the three, so that's probably for the best anyway, because they ain't been setting the world on fire. Their like I said, Daniel's match last week was not bad. He's a really good wrestler. It's just, you know. Get him off the faction. Get rid of all the factions. You'll have a lot more to do if you're not having to film promos of this stupid shit that goes nowhere.
Yeah, I forgot what he said. His biggest check, he bought something. What did he say? He bought a Range Rover or something. I forget what he said.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, interviewer goes backstage to interview Rich Swann. AJ Francis speaks for him. And then says, you got to wait till next week to find out why. And do you remember this Frankie Kazarian, Eric Young BS? You got to wait a week. Got to wait a week. You got to wait a week. You're going to find out in a week. Who cares? It's not that great. I don't need. Tell me now. It's all good.
You're taking a really big chance that I'm going to be here next week.
Yeah. the big leap a big leap of faith on that. My God. We talked about this before we started recording. Diener speaking. Well, he's already so cooled down. I thought his neck's been snapped. But he, you know, give him credit that he did like the most generic get the crowd behind you thing. And it worked. He turned face. You know, he's sorry for what he did. You know what I mean? And
everything I've tried has not worked out. So I promise I won't quit unless you tell me to quit.
Grizzled Young Vets interrupt, and that was very confusing. I don't really know what they had against him, but
I think it was mostly he was in the ring, and the match was next. He was just coming out to hassle him.
But holy hell, that beatdown was quick. Diener got in like a second and a half of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then Time Splitters make the save. And then that leads to, well, you know, if you believe the dirt sheets and stuff, here we have Grizzled Young Vets and Time Splitters. Who would you think should you have win that?
Especially given the angle that they've been working. Yeah, but GYV should have went over, but.
Yeah, nope. Oh. Winners, Time Splitters, and guess what? Mm-hmm. Clean. I was waiting for someone to come down and fuck finish this. Mm-hmm. And it would make sense. Well, it never really makes sense, but it would, you know, be a little more justified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Time Splitters win clean over Grizzled Young Vets. Come on.
I mean, for the team, it makes sense, I guess. But, well, see, it's Shelly and Saban that says looks like they're splitting. I don't know about, what's his name, Kushida.
Oh, no, Kushida signed. Okay. So, I mean, the simple fact that he got the submission, I guess. Sure.
That might be one.
Yeah, well, splitting hairs here.
He's sticking around. Maybe they're trying to build him up. So, since the other two are not going to be around as much or not going to be around at all.
Yeah. We always say that there comes a time in a TNA show where, you know, it kind of gets a little lull in the action. They really turn up the sewage on us. And they will stack it back to back to back. Well, I think that's coming up. Set down interview with Hammerstone. Hammerstone looks awesome. Yeah. I wasn't completely floored by this interview, though. Wasn't bad. Yeah. It was there. It's cool. Don't have him talk a ton, though.
No.
Because he looks awesome. But you know what I mean? He didn't come off as a monster as he looks. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I don't know. Have him watch a bunch of Scott Steiner and mimic that shit.
He needs a mouthpiece.
He does.
He needs a mouthpiece for now, at least.
Here we go. Digital Media Championship. PCO, PCO, he's my wrestler of the week. He was taking on Crazy Steve. Okay. I don't know what to say about it. It was bad.
Uh-huh. And obviously bad. It was obvious with the, it's like, okay. They're out there fighting, whatever. Khan comes out and does a run in and starts throwing shit in there. And PCO, I will say this. I do like the fact that a big-ass guy like PCO.
He did a tope, man.
He does that. Well, he does that senton onto the apron and shit. And
oh, so that too.
That doesn't look like it's too smart.
Yeah, but yeah, I think he did a tope earlier through the bottom rope or something. Yeah. Yeah, so that's
He does that. He does that weird one where he tucks his head when he dives.
Yeah, I, you know. Whatever keeps him from dying, though.
I guess. Don't snap your neck. We don't want that.
When Khan came out, I about left my house.
Yeah.
Started the car.
Yeah.
And drove far away. Because this is continuing?
I didn't want to get any of this shit on me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to question me about it.
Well, I wrote he had a run in, and it's like, well, more like walk with weapons.
And then he just he kind of like just threw him into the ring.
Uh-huh.
Slowly. And a lot of it.
For no reason.
Like just chair. Yeah. Toilet paper roll. And then
throw trash in the ring.
And then like PCO would kind of like move it with his foot.
Yeah.
Out of the way, sort of. So then Crazy
doesn't think he didn't think the camera was on him or something.
And Crazy Steve, being jealous of people's eyesights, rakes PCO's eyes and gets the pin. My God.
Yeah. Well, I thought, okay, this is gonna end up being a count out, it's not gonna matter. But they didn't even do that because after the whole thing, after that, whilst he was outside setting up chairs, thumping and punching, all this other horse shit, she's checking Crazy Steve, referee's checking Crazy Steve the entire time and not noticing any of this shit and stopping the count. It's like, your referees suck, dude.
Well, and they cannot do their job. And unless you've seen it, you really can't, like, describe how slow this was. Like the throwing of the chairs and just everything else he could find, like,
yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
He was getting paid by the minute.
He was soaking it in.
Yeah.
Like I said, when TNA starts going downhill, that snowball becomes very big because Decay is backstage, cutting a promo, and guess who they're feuding with forever? MK Ultra. They want
three tag teams.
They want another rematch.
That's all we've got to do.
Eric Young then comes out. Yeah. And then, because he must have had a crushed trachea in prison or something, he goes, I want to challenge to a Full Metal Mayhem match. Whew. Man, that's going to be good.
If it ends the pain, then I'm all for it.
Well, this is match 3 of 9.
Uh-huh.
This is the third inning, okay? It gets no better from here because Ash by Elegance comes out and beats something Sparks.
Jesus.
Again, like you can do this for a month or two, but she's gonna actually have to. Well, I guess that one, the Zaya Brookside comes out, right? So she's gonna be going up.
I got something, but this is bad. It was badly done as far as the match goes. You know, her kneeless look like shit. It was just, again, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Mercedes Moné, whatever. But at least she comes out there and she can work the crowd and make you believe shit.
She has an aura.
An angle.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She has something at least, even if I don't care for it. This is just, you know, this will never be chicken salad. Put it that way. It's always going to be chicken shit.
Nick Nemeth comes out. It's weird how this, I mean, this guy should have been your biggest star the second he came out, and now he's just kind of, he's there. I mean.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what the hell the 8-4-1 match is? For the Knockouts title? Or whatever it is? Where it goes down.
No.
Did they describe it?
I must have missed it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's an 8-4-1 match. Anyway. So when Nemeth comes out, I forgot to mention that he does get cut off by the system. And how awkward was this? Did they, like, edit a lot of this out? Because the system really did. They came down not for very long. I feel like something got edited. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just.
Yeah. Well, we know they pre-taped, so that's entirely possible.
Yeah. And Moose was just kind of like, he just hit the catchphrase and that's it, out of nowhere. Like, he didn't build up to anything. Like, he just basically said that Ziggler hasn't won a world title anywhere, And that's because of the system? Boom, gone. I mean, what? Like, what?
What?
Man, that's such such a lame group, dude.
It is. They don't seem to have a reason for existing. Except for them to run in and spoil Moose's matches. That's about all I've seen him do. I haven't seen Moose do the same for them.
Well, you just wait till they get the ire of Khan, and then they'll have to feud with him for 6 months.
It would be different. That would be nice.
Yeah. And then finally, and I like Jordynne Grace, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if her and Tasha Steelz should be the main event of your show. I really don't.
No.
And that's nothing against Jordynne Grace. That's more Tasha Steelz, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of wondering, like, didn't you just... Maybe you didn't pin her, but the whole premise of the three-way match is, like, one of you has to pin somebody, and she didn't. What gives her a rematch?
Well, and you knew she wasn't winning this, and that doesn't help at all. There's no doubt.
At least they did mention that she was a former Knockouts champion, so that, okay, well, there's that, I guess, but even so, it's kind of weak sauce to hang a match on.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jordynne Grace obviously wins. There are taping results. We won't go through that. I don't need to be any more depressed than I am now. But if you did listen to news, they do got some contracts coming up. Macklin's is in May. The Motor City Machine Guns, that's April, if I remember right. And it's not looking like they're keeping them. Am I right? From what you've read?
I've seen one that says they're weighing their options and they're going to still work there, but they're not going to work exclusively there. And another one where they said, yeah, they're done. So I don't know which it is, but.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. How'd you feel about this? Do you think we're still... Think we're still going downhill here, or
I think their whole problem is that they have when they rebooted everything and thought, okay, we're gonna bring you a brand new, going back to the TNA name and everything's gonna be new and different and exciting. It's like, no, this is the same stuff you had in the 90s, early 2000s, even after that, because some of that stuff was good at the beginning of their run, but. Just very pedestrian. It's not exciting, and nothing makes me want to go, ooh, I got to see that match, or that's going to look cool. You know, gimmick matches. So what? I don't see any feuds that excite me.
Killer Kelly is said to be taking time away from TNA, but she's still with the company. So they're going to have to find some other girl to get with because that's an MK Ultra girl, right? I think.
Yeah, that frees your partner up to get in some feuds.
No.
I mean, just to mix things up because it's always three women tag teams. That's about all you got.
We can
freshen that shit up somehow.
No, we're not freshening up anything. You calm down. We don't pay you to think here. We need to get her another partner so we can keep this feud stale. You know what I mean, Wayne? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it keeps going. Supposedly there is
a woman's tag match every week.
there is some. I have read ahead, and there is a few fresh faces that they are bringing in. Not super game changers or anything like that. But, I mean, like I said, you know, you don't have to – if I were them, you don't have to long-term contract anybody. I would maybe contract your top few guys, and then I would just rotate either local talent or, you know, indie guys that need more shine. That's all I would do if I was TNA.
Build for the future a little bit somehow.